At the Mitchell Commissioners meeting on Monday, Chairman Phil Byrd leveled accusations against Commissioner Jim Saylor that he has not properly listed his RV park property, and he said Saylor's taxes are still incorrect. We spoke with Saylor after the meeting, and he said,
I think Commissioner Byrd was trying to put me on a hot seat, but I have collected disaster funds, all that was legal and above board for crop losses and so on. And as far as I know, everything's in order the way it's supposed to be. And what he was talking about my taxes was that I was billed wrong from the tax office. They admitted a mistake and found out what it was. I corrected it the Monday after I found out about it on Friday. I had my wife write a check for the differences, and I paid him. And Darlene plainly said that it was the tax office mistake, not mine. Darlene said that the RV park was taken care of in her statement to the board.
Mitchell Commissioner Jim Saylor. Chairman Byrd said he will ask the state to investigate these alleged violations.
Since we do not have a tax assessor in place at this time, we would need to probably go through Raleigh with the revenue department down there on land use and land taxes, and let them look at this situation and see what needs to be done. The first thing we're going to do is make sure that it's correct. He is the same as everybody else. We all need to pay our taxes and pay our fair share. And I think if you're in a position of leadership, you are expected to fulfill that and keep blaming other folks for problems. When you know these things, you'd have to address them. Legally, we're going to have to make sure his taxes are correct and get those taxes correct and the lands listed as it properly should be, and any back taxes paid, if any, or, and penalties. You know, there's business personal property that needs to be looked into and other issues, I believe, that needs to be done. We need to make sure that his taxes are right. Everybody has to pay. Everybody makes mistakes. I've spoken with Mr. Saylor personally in the boardroom. He had made a personal announcement in the June meeting, and then I spoke with him privately to try not to for this to become a public issue. I felt that was the proper thing to do, but nothing was ever accomplished with that. And there comes a time that you have to address it. And I did not enjoy that. I tried every way to avoid it. I spoke with the Institute of Government to see if we could air these differences out in closed session. They said that could not be done, that it has to be in public session.
Mitchell Commission Chairman Phil Byrd. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.